بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The purpose for mankind coming to this earth is explained differently by different people, though the goal, the objective is one and the same, but the presentation is different. Ibaratuna shatta, husnuka wahida. Just that we present the case in different ways. The goal is the same, idea is the same. If you can just understand what's the real reason. Reason is akunu abdan shakura. To learn to be a slave, true slave. And to be learning gratitude. So if someone learned this, slavery to Allah Ta'ala at any given time, what it requires of me, and what gratitude and appreciation requires, then is accomplished. He has won. But if he hasn't learned what it is to be a slave, hasn't learned servitude, he hasn't learned abdiyat, then his stay on this earth is wasted. He hasn't learned the aspect of gratitude, showing appreciation, thanks. We like to be bosses. We like to be in a position of commanding. But seldom do we think that is this the reason why Allah has brought me here. So to learn this lesson, what it is, what is slavery all about? Explained in different ways. One is a servant and one is a slave. Or call it a worker. And the other is a slave. Employee, call him an employee, call him a worker, call him a servant. So one is that person. So he's given one task and that's it. Employed him, assigned him on a certain work, then he must accomplish that work. Assigned him, instructed him to do your books, and he must do your books. That's the worker. Call him an accountant, call him a worker, but he is doing your work. But now, if you're told that accountant that's doing your books, sweep my shop, he says, no, I'm not employed for that. I'm employed for a certain thing, and I'll do the thing that I've been employed for. So that's a worker, that's a noker, that's the servant, whatever, is offering a service. Because offering a service, so you call him a servant. He's doing a work, you call him a worker. He's under your employee, you call him an employee. But it's one and the same thing. And a slave is a different thing altogether. Slave, one day you can ask him to clean your bathroom, clean the mess, the spew and the dirt, and see to the turf and the garden, everything is pruned and trimmed properly and correctly. Wash the clothing, dust, and clean the windows, and ask him for all that. And one day you can ask him, alright, I'm going for Hajj, so you will take my position in my absence. You will sit on my throne, I'll be away for a year, Hajj, Umrah and Masjid al-Aqsa, it will take all 1 year, so you occupy my position. So you can do the lowest of works and can escalate to the highest. And without raising a brow, ask him to wash the bath, no raising of brows, escalating to the highest, no frowning. So that's a slave. So that's what we are here for, to learn this whole aspect of slavery. Slavery to Allah Ta'ala, what does it require? That is why Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded, is called Lahu Rabbu Aslim. Submit yourself. So he is in submission, but in spite of him being in submission, Allah says, submit yourself. It means bring yourself to the highest level of submission. What I say, without hesitation, without reservation, there must be just total compliance. Even if I ask you to take away the life of your child, so there must be no doubt, no hesitation, no uneasiness in your mind. I instructed, I am the master, you are the slave, and you must just execute. You see, so on one occasion this is what is told to him, and on one occasion it's told to him, إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Now I've made you a leader to mankind. So on one occasion, slaughter. At the highest level of submission. The most difficult thing. Emotionally, physically, mentally, it's about the most difficult thing for a man. And then on another occasion, قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Now, we have made you a leader for mankind. وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And all mankind, you all follow the precedent left behind by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you see, on this occasion also, I am prepared. Whatever you tell me, I am prepared to do it. Here also, I am prepared to do it. Then, submission. See, that's slavery. Slavery requires submission, and total submission. And that submission is such a high thing, such a high, see, slavery, that requires submission. But that submission is such a high thing, for the highest thing that you can think of. So then, Allah Pak says, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Die in submission. Die as a slave. So you will live your life as a slave, and you will give your life to Allah Ta'ala as a slave. Jaan di hui thi, usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na ho saka. Life is a gift of Allah Ta'ala. But when he asked for it, then really, he could not fulfill his right. That is his right. And he's asked for it. When he's asked for it, then we gave it. We gave it with a smile. So, that's called slavery. It's called love. And love to the highest level. Slavery and love. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Hajjatul Wida, he had offered 100 camels, 3 of which he started with his Mubarak hands, and the rest of the 27 were slaughtered by Ali radiallahu anhu. And there were quite a few of those camels, قُلْنُ يَزْدَلِفْنَ إِلَيْهِ بِأَيِّهِمْ يَبْدَلُ. Rasulullah Pasan is slaughtering, and those camels are rushing towards him. Start with us. Start with us. So, you see, that submission, slavery requires submission, and submission is then transformed into the highest level of love. See that? From where it starts off with slavery. It goes on to submission, and submission is then translated into love. And then even that animal knows it, that this is what is required. Coming to Rasulullah SAW, start off with me. I must be taken first. So that thing is also in love. It understands that this is the Hajjatul Wada, the first and the last Hajj of Rasulullah SAW, after which he is not going to return to this world. No second Hajj after that. It's on the plains of Mina. It's on the 10th of Zulhijjah, Yomul Nahar. There's a discussion which day is the best day in the Islamic calendar. Some say Yomul Nahar, some say Yomul Arafat, some say something else, but about the best day in the Islamic calendar. And then to give your life in the name of Allah Ta'ala. That thing also knows that I'm giving my life in the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And giving your life to Allah Ta'ala is a great thing, great. If you've won, and you have millions of lives after that. So that thing knows that it's going to be giving itself to Allah Ta'ala for His sake. And the crown on the top, you know, the crown on the top is at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you imagine now? So the thing understands slavery to submission, and submission translating to love. So if this dimension can be included in all our acts of worship, rather than we doing it just as a routine, add the flavor of love, standing before Allah Ta'ala, standing in love, bowing down, standing up again, going into sajda, all love, muhabbat. Poet says, "Ama ahu es sahra." Dust, dil, badast nihan. All animals in the wild, they are waiting for you, they're waiting for the beloved. So, coming in, came to a certain port, they heard that the love is coming. He's coming for what? He's coming for, to hunt down. So all the wild animals, now they know and they've understood that their love is coming, and it's coming to hunt down. So all of them are there now. They say, "Thus, dil badas nihan ke ba umide ke, with this anticipation, ke you give me the chance that I can offer my life to you. You've come to take life." And who are you? Is the ultimate love. You come to take my life, but who are you? You're the highest love. So, I came, now all of us came, you may just accept one of us. So, if you can only understand this, abdiyat, slavery, what it is all about, and how it escalates, how it culminates, then there's a different flavor in the ibadah altogether. Then it is not just an act of routine. It is a love story. For that love, you need to have some understanding. So you train yourself up to that level. You train yourself up, discipline yourself up, then you get that taste of love. Like a child, 8-9 years of age, and you talk to him about romancing, intimacy, he can't relate. He doesn't have the capacity, doesn't have the understanding that he's all about. So if he just follows the sequence, inshallah, one day he'll understand this all those things. So, that is what is required of us, that we understand slavery, and where it's taking you eventually, where it's culminating. So when you know that, then there's a different flavor altogether in your ibadah. Sometimes you are frequenting the gatherings of the lovers. People are in love with Allah, so you're sitting with them. You can see now they're in love with Allah, so you're with them. So that's the sequence of this world. You want something, then you go to that place which has the treasure. You want gold, you go to a mine. Milk, you ask from the udder of an animal. Everything has got a source. That's how Allah Ta'ala designed it, that everything has got a source. You go to the source and you will acquire it. You want bread, you go to a bakery. Right? So everything has got a source. It's all for you to source it out. You source it and you get it. So you want love, then you go to the lover. You go there and you get love. But then come with a lovely heart. Is ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. Come in, but come with a lovely heart. And then you see and you taste the ecstasy of love. So all Allah wants is you give yourself to me, but with love. Love means you bring a lovely heart. When I see your heart, then I just want to embrace you. His focal point is your love, is your heart. But that heart must be lovely. It mustn't be just saying that I love. So once he said that I love you, then there's no concern in the world after that. After that, everything is working out. He must just say that I love you. So he can tell you that he loves you in different words. The same word was endorsed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Allah announced Asra bi abdihi. Said, now you my beloved servant, you. All the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah chose the word bi abdihi. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been ascending to the pinnacle of the glory, to the seventh heaven, and then from there to Sidratul Muntaha, and then Sariful Aqlam, and then Maqam al-Dana wa Tadalla, like those 10 ascensions. Seventh heaven, then Sariful Aqlam, then Sidratul Muntaha, then Maqam al-Dana wa Tadalla. So the highest you can think of, that was then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had shown the highest level of conformity in slavery. So Allah Baba said, "Tum humare hai, you are mine." What a title, right? You are mine. Can you imagine? But then, after all the trial, Allah puts you to the trial, one trial, second trial, third trial. Sometimes it's the family, sometimes it's the friend that's the challenge, sometimes it is the community that's the challenge, sometimes it is the tribe that is a challenge. Sometimes it's a business that's a challenge. Sometimes it is your routine and your addiction that's a challenge. And then you can say, I give up everything only for your love. Only for your love. Leave out the addiction, leave out the family, leave out the friends, leave out the routine, everything just for your love, just to get to understand your love. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Someone purchased a slave and he asked the slave, what's your name? So you the boss, whatever you say. And what are you going to eat? You the boss, whatever you feed me. Where are you going to sleep? Whatever bedding you provide. What's your apparel and clothing going to be? Whatever you clothe me. What's going to be your duty? Whatever you instruct. What are the hours and the conditions? Whatever you instruct, you say it. So Master kissed the slave, hugged him and said, may Allah Ta'ala reward you, but you taught me the meaning of slavery. With no name of my own, no work of my own, no condition of my own, no sleeping of my own, no job of my own. Whatever the master says, I am in the hands of the master. Like how children play with play do. You know? So you can give it the shape and the texture that you want. فَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. What shape you want, how you want to do it. So Rasulullah has reached that level. And then Allah Ta'ala elevated him to the highest of the high. No, Nabi Jibreel Islam at a point when the Rafraf had come, special carriage, and Rasulullah is going to Maqam al-Dana with the Dalla. At that point, Nabi Sassam asked the Jibreel Islam, won't you join us? No, this is the furthest I can. If I go one step beyond this, I'll be burned down to ash. That's your maqam, Ya Rasulullah. To go above this, that's only, that's crucial. So this abdiyat, slavery, that's what we are here to learn. So people went to great extent to learn slavery. Look at the awliya-i-kiram, Zubanadin. They went to great, great extents just to learn this. Unfortunately, we're living in a world, we're learning how to become bosses, how to instruct, how to prevail over any situation, how we can prevail, how we can acquire a name, recognition, status. But is that the way that you want to reach Allah Ta'ala? Ask yourself. You got status, you got a name, you are influential, right? You got an influence, people are recognizing you. But does that count by Allah Ta'ala? Does that have any worth by Allah Ta'ala? If there's anything that has a worth by Allah Ta'ala, then how much you humbled yourself. That person, he went into the open desert, hot sand, and he's rolling there. And he's crying over you, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. Forgive me, do forgive me. I have wronged myself. And he's humbled himself totally, rolling himself in the sand, crying away profusely about what favors you have done for me from the head to the toe. Instead of using the favors correctly, I'm abusing all the favors that you. And he's crying away. Eyes I misused, the ears I'm misusing, the tongue I'm misusing, my time I'm not using. And there can't be a person as wretched as myself. And he's crying away. And then Rasulullah calls for him. He said, but you didn't need to do all this. But what has happened, the seven gates of Jannah have opened out for you. And Allah Ta'ala is boasting over the malaika with you. See that that slavery to yourself. We come forth and show and declare our wrongs or weaknesses. Don't impress about your righteousness and the good that you have done. Talk about the weaknesses, limitations, talk about the wrongs that you have done, and then expect a forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. After recognizing it and admission, then hope and long for His forgiveness. But understand that you have got that limitations, you have got that weaknesses, you have got that problem within you. And with all that, then too, you haven't given up hope, so crying away, rolling in the sand, telling Allah Ta'ala, I'm not worthy of anything, but definitely your grace and your compassion is eligible to forgive me. So I'm not worthy of it, but it's your grace. It's got that eligibility, capacity to forgive. And you like to forgive. إِنَّكَ عَفُونَ تُحِبُّ الْعَفُونَ. Because Shah Waliullah Sahib, Rahmatullah, his father, was Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib. The famous, world famous kitab, that's a referral kitab for all Muftiyan-e-Kiram and Ulama, Fatawa Alamgiri, was done under his supervision. A great alim, as in 500 ulama under him, preparing a kitab. Not ordinary ulama, very competent of that time, 3 centuries ago, the most competent ulama at that time, and all under him preparing a kitab. So he's dressed himself nicely and proceeding for the Jummah. So Jummah, you will dress well, you will apply ether, and you will wear the nice apparel and moving to Jummah. So en route to the Jummah is a small drain. Sometimes the drains in eastern countries were all filled also. So we generally think we're on the same drain. So he's come across the drain and there's a small bridge, but the bridge is so small that only one person can cross at a time. You get a bridge like how you get the steel bridges, and only one vehicle can cross at a time. So you get a bridge now, only one person can cross. So he's on his way to Jummah, he's on the bridge, about to cross on through the other side to take him to the Jummah Namaz. Now, he did some distance and he sees a door coming from the opposite direction. So it's meant only for one person. So both of them are stuck. The dog is stuck there. And the Shah Rahim Sahib also is stuck there. Now, as though they are communicating. So Shah Sahib is telling the dog, you step down first. So the dog is replying, why should I step down? Why should I step down? Why can't you step down? Allah made it possible that they could communicate, whichever way. He's asking it to step down. And the thing is asking, why should I step down? Why don't you step down? So he's saying, you see, Allah has made Jummah Namaz compulsory for us, for me. Namaz is not compulsory for you. And the condition for the Namaz being valid is my body and my clothing need to be pak. And because my clothing, my body need to be pak, so I can't jump into this thing here. How am I going to make it for Jummah? So the dog is saying, alright, if what you are saying is true, and you are saying it from your heart, then it's very good. But if it is that you think that you are a man, and being a man, you are great, and therefore, because you are great, and you can't jump, and I will jump down, then this is filth. This is sewage. And it's so filthy that it's what's in your heart, that because I am a dog, and you are a man, and on that basis you feel that you are superior than myself, and this thought is such a filthy thought, that even if that thought had to be washed with the waters of the seven oceans will not be able to rid it of this filth. It's so bad. So, see what we are teaching, who we are, understand who we are. In the Quran Sharif, approximately 5 times, Allah says, خَلَقَكُمْ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِن عَلَقًا. I created you from dust. And you're going back, فِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. You're going back to dust. مِن مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. I've made you from despicable fluid. So, Allah is repeating this lesson about 5 times in the Quran Sharif. If it was just a story, or just to show you your history, where you came from, then one time it was sufficient to talk about it. But he repeated this thing 5 times. Sometimes in the 17th Sipara, sometimes in the 18th Sipara, sometimes somewhere else in the 23rd Sipara. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Sometime in the 22nd Sipara. But he's going on repeating this. So, When he's repeating it, why is he repeating it? Why is he repeating it? One time, and the second time, and the third time. No. Like when you board a flight, right? Then they will show you all the precautionary steps to take in the event of something unfortunate, right? But every time that you board, they will repeat the same announcement. Now, one day sometimes you take 3 planes, 4 planes, and the same thing, broken recorded. They will repeat the thing, right? But why they repeat it? They're repeating it because it is so important that you understand what we're talking about. So Allah Ta'ala is repeating this thing here because it's so important. Understand who you are. You are dust, returning to dust. You a despicable fluid, you're going to be in a pathetic position just now. Decomposed, disintegrated, filth you're going to be. So Allah Ta'ala is showing you what's your position. Understand what you are. Understood what you are, then you're flying. Not only understood, but then you have that type of desired behavior, then you are running. So the Shah Sahib Rahmatullah, when he heard this of the dog, then he couldn't contain his happiness. What a chapter of knowledge has opened up to me. What a great chapter of knowledge has opened up to me. In appreciation to Allah Ta'ala, he jumped into that drain. Although he's going to be blessing himself, but he's reflecting on what a chapter of knowledge has opened out to me. Then, after some time, he's reflecting also, that alright, Allah Ta'ala has opened out a great chapter of knowledge to me. This is in lieu of what service, there must be something that I've done, that Allah Ta'ala opens holding to me. This is the essence of your creation. This is why you were born. To learn to be a slave. To learn to show slavery, submission. And where submission and slavery will thereafter escalate you. Primary Islam showed the highest, and then Allah posted him to the highest. Inni ja'iluka linnasi. Ibtala Ibrahim Rabbuhu bi kalimatin. فَأَتَمَّهُمْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ مَعْمَ. When he passed the examination of slavery, قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. He passed the examination of slavery. Everywhere, Allah, whatever you say, he's standing up for Allah Ta'ala, and they say, we'll throw you into the fire. There's no qualms, throw me. Jibreel al-Islam is coming and others are coming to his rescue. You tell us and we'll save you. And Shaynam state, Amma ilayka fala. Amma ilayka fala. I don't need you. Who is he talking to? The highest of the angels. Amma ilayka fala. Huwa a'lamu bihali. He knows me. He knows what's going on. So I need to show him submission. I can't show uneasiness. He knows exactly what's going on. And he says, Hasbi Allah. Allah Pak is sufficient. So sometimes being thrown in the fire, then being thrown by his own family and his people, his folks. Uhjurni. His own folks are throwing him out. They also, no frown. أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. I'll carry on. I'll move away from you. But the submission I owe to Allah, that must be unflinching consistency in that. I must remain straight. Ostracized by his people, his own family, right? Thrown into the fire. Then he has to leave his town and his people, move on. As he got a child now, leave the child in Makkah Mukarramah with his mother alone and move on. And no qualms, no hesitation. See that at any given time. But just total submission. Allah wants it, let it be. He wants it, let it be. Your first child, very after 99 years, what must be the aspiration, what must be the love, what must be the attachment and the bond? But then it's the command, leave him, move on. A land of no vegetation, غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ, no man and no vegetation, just leave them alone. And it's a divine command. No hesitation. And whereas there's no vegetation, there's no people living there. Unflinching, you want my unflinching support, Allah Ta'ala. I'll do it 100%. I won't bat an eye. Everything is working out. Child is growing up. Makkah Mukarramah has become a town. Everything is working now. At that time now, slaughter the child. When, you know, you had all the expectation of the child. Balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. He can do things now. You can do, run around, do things. At that time now. See, slavery. Translating into submission. Then escalating into love. So that's what love makes you do. And that's the thing that the world is suffocating, you know, is starving, not suffocating, but it's starving. Starving of love. For everything else, minus love. So that's what you're starving of. You get that love. That ingredient of love, that's the thing that you are starving of. And love, in the company of the loved. The poet says, arm them bar kuwatu. I have come to your threshold. I have come talking to Allah Ta'ala, O love, beloved, I have come to your threshold. Shay'an lillah, as jamal ruwatu, just of the beauty of your countenance, on account of the beauty of your own countenance, something Allah put. On account of the beauty of your countenance, the compassion, the love of your countenance, I beg you for something. So, that's where we are here, and that's where we need to bring ourselves, to the submission, and where the submission will bring you. Slavery to submission, where it will bring you. The Sahaba Kiram, radiyallahu, they showed that. They showed that level of slavery. When there's that Treaty of Hudaybiyah, right? And they, at the gates of Makkah Mukarramah, people that were born and brought up in Makkah Mukarramah, they are strong bodied army now. Right? They can just march over Makkah Mukarramah. That's the strength, that's the might that they have got. They stopped and intercepted right at the gates by the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Here is the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and the enemy of Allah Ta'ala is intercepting them right at the gates. And Rasulullah is giving in, turn, you turn. Can you imagine what level of the emotions were running so high? You know, it's like a person in a Ferrari, right? Ferrari, and he's driving at 290, almost 320 is driving, right? And you tell him, within 2 seconds, stop. So that was the spirit of the Sahaba Kiram, driving at 500. And in an instant, he stopped, no, just stop straight. And without batting an eye, they've done it. Taking a U-turn. Imagine now, they stopped in their own hometown, Makkah Mukarramah, the center of the beloved, right? And the enemy is stopping him. But they say, no. It's the command of Allah Ta'ala, command of Rasulullah Pasun, and he's marching back to Madinah Munawwarah. So, that is when Allah endorsed them. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ وَالْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا سِمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. The marks of love appear on their faces. From the faces you can see that there's love in them. The behavior is portraying love. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. Their hearts are reflecting love. Hearts are reflecting love. Their faces are beaming with love. Their behavior is showing love. So that is where they got endorsed. Allah endorsed them. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوًا. The last of the Sahaba. Allah says, I am endorsing my pleasure for them. Now, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala means endorsed, it can't be cancelled. So, you get a class of people that revile the Sahaba. They speak out against the Sahaba, like you get the Shia, Salafis. So, Mirza Mazhar Jane Jana Rahmatullahi, he was asked about the Sahaba Kiram. And he said, my belief is Quran, whatever it says, that Allah has endorsed his love, radiyallahu anhu. So they replied, they retorted, that the other side of the Sahaba Kiram was not clear to Allah Ta'ala. That the other side of the Sahaba Kiram was not clear to Allah Ta'ala that they will turn apostate. Who says? The Shia says that. That other side was not clear to him. And therefore, he just endorsed it. So, Mirza Sahaba said, what a Shia ka khuda hoga. That God is not our God, that's a Shia God. Because Allah that we believe in, He knows the future like He knows the present and the past. So His knowledge covers all times, all places, all people. Nothing is out of His knowledge. When His knowledge covers everything and He's endorsed His love, His pleasure for them, so that is perpetual. It's not for an interval, it's not just subjected to time, it's transcending time, it's perpetual. He spoke the truth and he said what he had to say, and they shot him dead. So up to now, it's engraved on his grave tombstone that this person was killed cold-blooded for no valid reason but speaking the truth. He spoke out the truth, and this is the reward that he got. But it's all right. The blood is not gone wasted. It's in the name of Allah Ta'ala. So it's not a waste. If it was for something else, it was a waste. You went for a racing car and all that, and gave your blood, what? Bekar. The car became bekar, and you became bekar also. But you gave it in the name of Allah Ta'ala. You give one life. You give one life. In reply, Allah gives you a trillion lives. You gave it in His name. He'll give you so much of life, so much of pleasure and love, so much of excitement. But you give it to you. What we ask is, give yourself. You know, give your total submission. Not partial, and don't be selective. Give your entire, and see what He'll do after that. And the easy path is that join the ranks of the loved. Those that are showing submission, those that are showing unflinching obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any situation, in the moments of happiness and glory, in the moments of gloom and worry, at any given time, but they're showing the total submission to Allah ta'ala. It's not selective, it's not restricted to time and person, place, no, any given time. So show that and then see what Allah will do for you. Allah will grant us all to you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu wa laka almulku kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا مونس كل وحيد ويا صاحب كل فريد ويا قريبا غير بعيد ويا شاهدا غير غايب، يا من أظهر الجميل وستر علي القبيح، يا من لا يؤاخذ بالجريرة، يا مبدئ النعم قبل استحقاقها، يا ربنا ويا سيدنا ويا مولانا ويا غاية رغبتنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت، أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. يا إله العالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا الله يا الله، forgive all our sins يا الله، والله forgive our major and minor sins يا الله، والله forgive the sins we've done knowingly or unknowingly يا الله، والله forgive all our sins يا الله، والله you are most kind you are most merciful يا الله، والله we beg you يا الله، والله we beg you يا الله، in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak majlis يا الله، in your house we beg you يا الله، forgive all our sins يا الله. Allah, we spent our lives, ya Allah, sinning, ya Allah, disobeying you, oh Allah. Allah, we beg you through your fazal and your karam and your kindness and your mercy, ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive our sins, ya Allah. Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. Allah, the sins, ya Allah, we committed sins with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands, with our tongues, with our feet, with our hearts, with our minds, ya Allah. We beg you, forgive all our sins, ya Allah, those that we know of and those we don't know of, ya Allah. Allah, but you know all our gunas and sins, ya Allah. We beg you, forgive us, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive our sins, ya Allah. Through your mercy and your grace, forgive us, ya Allah. Allah, throughout our lives, ya Allah, you showered us with so many ni'mat and gifts, ya Allah. Allah, throughout our lives, you showered us with so many gifts and ni'mat, ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us with iman and Islam, ya Allah. Allah, you made us from the ummah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us with the Quran al-Kareem, ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us with so many ni'mat and favors, ya Allah. Wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allahi la tuhsuha. Ya Allah, we can never ever count these favors of yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we've never had the heart to ever show shukr and thanks for your, show gratitude for these favors, ya Allah. Allah, forgive us for our nashukri, ya Allah. Allah, make us mark for our nashukri, ya Allah. Allah, we thank you for every ni'mat of yours, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you to increase us in all these ni'mats and favors, ya Allah. We beg you, ya Allah, to increase us in all these ni'mats and favors, ya Allah. Allah, make us from the shakirin, ya Allah. Make us from the shakirin, ya Allah. Make us from those who show gratitude and show appreciation to your ni'mats and your favors, oh Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah, to shower us with your ni'mats and your favors, oh Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah, to accept our broken efforts, ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, our roza, our taraweeh, our tilawat, our tazbihat, our zikrullah, our durood sharif, ya Allah, our du'as, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you to please accept it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, these are all broken efforts from our side. Accept it, O Allah. Allah, it is only through your tawfiq, ya Allah, that we had a chance to do something, O Allah. Allah, we beg you to please accept it from us, ya Allah. Allah, bless us with qabooliyat and acceptance, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah, whatever is remainder of our life, whatever the remainder of our life is, Ya Allah. O Allah, keep us in your ta'at and your obedience, Ya Allah. O Allah, save us from guna and sin, Ya Allah. Save us from sinning, Ya Allah. O Allah, keep us in your obedience, Ya Allah. O Allah, be happy with us, be pleased with us, Ya Allah. O Allah, announce your pleasure upon us, Ya Allah. Be happy with us, Ya Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you for your love. We beg you for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us beloved in your sight, O Allah. Make us your beloved servants, O Allah. O Allah, teach us this lesson of muhabbat and love, Ya Allah. O Allah, teach us this lesson of muhabbat and love, O Allah. Let us spend the rest of our lives, Ya Allah, in this journey of love for you, Ya Allah. O Allah, when the last moments of our lives come, Ya Allah, let it be in your obedience and in your ta'at, Ya Allah. O Allah, be happy with us, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of reading the kalima at that time, Ya Allah. Give us a mubarak maut, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us a mubarak maut, Ya Allah. O Allah, save us from a bad death, Ya Allah. Save us from an evil death, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us a mubarak maut, Ya Allah, a moment where you are happy and pleased with us, O Allah. Allah, bless us with martyrdom in your path, O Allah. Bless us with shahadat, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah, to give our blood for your deed, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the opportunity that we can give our lives for your deen, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us, O Allah. Look how you accepted the Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum, O Allah. They gave their lives for your deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for martyrdom also. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabili waja'al mawtana fi balati habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, make all the marahil of the akhirat easy for us, O Allah. Allah, we beg you for jannatul firdaus, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, save us from the fire of jahannam, O Allah. Allah, save us from the fire of jahannam, O Allah. Allah, save us from the fire of jahannam, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, in Jannatul Firdaus, bless us with the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless us with the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to bless us with strong iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from kufr and shirk and irtidad, Ya Allah. Allah, let us live and die on iman, Ya Allah. Accept us for the effort of iman, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us firm on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most beloved way of life to us, Allah. Allah, create a disgust in our heart for any other way, Ya Allah. The ways of the kuffar, Ya Allah, create a disgust in our heart for their ways and their methods, Ya Allah. Allah, let us live our lives like the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah. Allah, create a disgust in our hearts for shopping malls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for holidays and for eating out and all these other ways of the kuffar, Ya Allah, create a disgust in our hearts for this way of life, Ya Allah. Allah, and create a desire and a passion in our hearts for the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us tawfiq of reciting abundant durood sharif upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us to sacrifice our lives for the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we beg you, make us 5 times namazis, Ya Allah. Bless us with khushu and khuzu in our namaz, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of reading all our namazes in a first self in a masjid with jamaat with takbir ula, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, bring life in our namaz, Ya Allah. Allah, let our lives revolve around the masjid, O Allah. Allah, we beg you to increase our ilm and our knowledge, Ya Allah. Bless us with beneficial knowledge, O Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of making amal on our knowledge, Ya Allah. Allah, make it such that our hearts and our tongues are always busy with your dhikr, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq that we love for others what we love for ourselves, Ya Allah. We love for others what we love for ourselves, Ya Allah. Save us from being selfish Muslims, Ya Allah. Allah, let us be kind to others, O Allah. Allah, bless us with ikhlas and sincerity, O Allah. Bless us with ikhlas and sincerity in everything we do, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us, our families, our progenies to come for the khidmat and the service of deen, O Allah. Allah, whatever work of deen is taking place in the world, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Allah, our ijtima is coming, Ya Allah. Make the ijtima successful, Ya Allah. Allah, wherever the jamaats are working, Ya Allah, all the jamaats that are going out in your path, O Allah. Accept every person, every jamaat that is going out, Ya Allah. O Allah, make the ijtima a success, Ya Allah. O Allah, our elders are coming, Ya Allah. Bring them with afiyat and keep them with afiyat, O Allah. O Allah, let it be a means of great barakah for our entire country, O Allah. O Allah, the makatib, madaris, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept all the madrasas, all the maktabs, Ya Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah. Darul looms, the maktabs, the khanqaz, Ya Allah. Let all this work of deen that is taking place, accept it, O Allah. O Allah,
all those people who are instrumental in giving deen to us, Ya Allah. Reward each and every one of them tremendously, Ya Allah. All our ustahads, Ya Allah, our asatizai kiram, Ya Allah, who took out their time, Ya Allah, to teach us and help us, Ya Allah. Reward every one of them, Ya Allah. And in the chain of knowledge, every person that comes, Ya Allah, reward every one of them, Ya Allah. Our ustahs, the musannifin of the kitab, their asatizai kiram. Wallah, our akabir of Deoban, Ya Allah. Our akabir of Deoban, Ya Allah. Reward each and every one of them, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Faqihul Ummat, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Nanotwi, Hazrat Madani, Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Imam Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Wallah, all these akabir, Ya Allah, of Deoban, Ya Allah, from whom we got our deen today, Ya Allah, reward each and every one of them tremendously, O Allah, reward every one of them tremendously, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim who has passed away, Ya Allah. Every Muslim who is alive, Ya Allah. Forgive every single Muslim, Ya Allah. Allah, every non-Muslim who is alive, Ya Allah. Give him tawfiq of coming into Iman and Islam, Ya Allah. Allah, accept the non-Muslims of our country to come into deen, Ya Allah. Allah, accept all the different nations in our country, Ya Allah. Bring them into Iman and Islam and in the entire ummah, O Allah. Allah, guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, whoever is in difficulty and hardship in any part of the world, Ya Allah. Allah, remove the difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Whoever have children who are disobedient to them, Ya Allah, make the children obedient to them, O Allah. Allah, those who have difficulties and hardships with their spouses, Ya Allah, bring muhabbat, love and understanding in their marriages, Ya Allah. Those who are in financial problems, Ya Allah, in debts, Ya Allah, remove their debts and their qaraz, Ya Allah. Allah, whoever is in whatever kind of hardship and difficulty, O Allah, remove the difficulty and hardship of this, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah, shower your special grace and mercy and rahmat upon us, O Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of changing our lives and becoming better Muslims, O Allah. Allah, make us pious and righteous, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of learning the lesson of abdiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, wa Hazrat Muftisaf, Ya Allah, bless him with the best of dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of understanding his ta'limat, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of practicing on his ta'limat, O Allah. Allah, bless our Hazrat Muftisaf, Ya Allah, with good health and the best of everything in this world and in akhirat, O Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to bless all of us and to shower your special rahmat and mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'ada minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.